Today, our music director, Ned Wharton, gives us an update on two artists who performed on Weekend Edition a while back, Vienna Tang and Khaki King. He tells us how their music has evolved. But something keeps you faithful when all else in you turns and runs. Love turns 40. The morning
Vienna Tang is a one-time computer programmer who gave up aspirations of making it big in Silicon Valley to focus on music making. On Tuesday, her CD, Dreaming Through the Noise, is released. It's hard to believe that her sound could become even more lush and intimate than her 2004 CD, Warm Strangers, but she's done it. Maybe it's the hand of producer Larry Klein, who helped shape other great vocalists from Joni Mitchell to Madeline Peru. In a video press release, there's a shot of Vienna Tang sitting at the edge of a couch in a warmly lit room, singing gently into a microphone just a breath away from her lips. As a listener, we become her confidant, hanging on every fragile note. I am nothing without you. Khaki King also has a pretty voice, but we haven't heard it much until now. It's one of the big changes in her new CD, Until We Felt Red, which comes out August 8th. She's moved past the mainly acoustic instrumentals of her earlier discs, and now she's backed by a variety of instruments and even sings on a few cuts. Sometimes we hear her jazzy side. Other times, she's not afraid to go electric. You can still hear Khaki King's great guitar virtuosity, but the impact of added instruments and the voice is exhilarating. It's exciting to witness the flowering of a great new artist, and it sounds like there are great things yet to come from her.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts can be found at npr.org. There, you can listen to full music selections from Khaki King and Vienna Tang, and follow the links to hear our past features on these artists.